Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
About a third of everyone in the U.S. has a tattoo, according to the Pew Center. Butterflies, dragons, roses, and flowers are the most popular. You may be admiring yours as we speak. But for some, there is no joy in a tattoo. These are gang members or victims of human trafficking who are forcibly branded by gang leaders or traffickers, with tattoos that are very visible on gang members and a hidden secret shame on trafficking victims, but permanent markings that make it difficult to escape, and if they do, make them marks for people trying to get them years on, where tattoos remain painful and shameful reminders of the past. Well, that's where Dr. Shadi Karosh comes in. She's the director of community health at Mass General Hospital's Department of Dermatology and also the founder of the Radiance Clinic, where dermatologists provide a free tattoo removal service and much more. Dr. Karosh joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin. Good to be here.
And we're also joined by Dr. Rachel Nemec, a certified nurse practitioner, much of her career dedicated to child advocacy, work with survivors of domestic abuse and sexual violence. Rachel, you're also a survivor of sex trafficking yourself?
That's correct, Robin.
Yeah, well, we welcome you. And can't wait to hear about your work. And we know you both know each other very well because you work together. But Dr. Karosh, start with this notion that many people may not know about. Branding people isn't new.
It's been used in, you know, different cultures and traditions around the world to signify that a person is a member of one group and not a member or possibly an enemy of another group. But we see it today in the U.S. in gangs and trafficking.
Talk about some of your personal experience, the people you've met and the situations they're in.
My first experience during my dermatology residency training, there was this very kind young man who, you know, grew up in a very difficult situation and joined a gang when he was about 13 or 14 years old, because that was what he felt was a form of protection for him. And he managed to escape from that and turn his life around. And he wanted to join the Marine Corps, but his visible tattoos were a barrier. And so I had the privilege of doing his tattoo removal treatments and seeing him go on to lead a really productive life. And so that really motivated me and inspired me when I joined the Department of Dermatology at Massachusetts General Hospital to found a community program to help young people in a similar situation. And then along the way, to meet survivors of human trafficking who we learned were forcibly branded with tattoos by the people that were exploiting them.
You talk about young women who are drugged. They fall asleep and they wake up and there's, let's say, a gun tattooed on them or someone's name who now owns them.
Yes. So the example that you mentioned of the gun tattoo was one of my patients who told me a story of being kidnapped along with several other women who were drugged and then woke up and found the same gun tattooed to the back of their neck. Fortunately, my patient was able to escape and turn her life around and get an education. And her tattoo was a barrier that was standing in her way and a perpetual reminder of the traumatic experience that she had. So in that situation, removing the tattoo was important for her safety, but also for her healing.
Well, let's bring in Rachel Nemec again, a nurse now, but a survivor of commercial sex trafficking. I saw your face when you heard about the gun tattoo. We should say you were not branded.
That's correct.
But you've seen other women who were.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of taking care of a number of adolescents and adult patients who have had tattoos put on their bodies against their will, or sometimes as part of a group to sort of signify that they belong to someone. And so have spent a better part of my career searching for folks like Dr. Karosh who will gracefully remove those and allow people to heal.
Well, Dr. Karosh just talked about this being a trigger for young women. It's a, you know, they have to see it in the mirror. But I saw that it was kind of a trigger for you, even though you didn't get branded. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I think some of that comes from, you know, as you can see, I have my fair share of tattoos. And for me, that's part of my healing, part of my self-expression. And I think for anyone listening who has tattoos, that Our tattoos tell a story.
You choose them, right?
That's right. They're on our bodies for the rest of our lives unless we choose otherwise. And when we're talking about folks who have had them put on their bodies against their will, they signify a moment in their life that was abusive and that they are lucky to be alive because of. And having tattoos be part of that abuse is devastating. And having the honor of having survivors, because I'm a survivor, share with me that they have these hidden tattoos on their bodies that no one knows about. But they really don't want to spend the rest of their life looking at that and remembering what happened.
Can you just explain how you get to a place where somebody could brand you? Yeah. I mean, what that happens?
And I think that's difficult to understand. But for me, in all the moments where I was under sort of the control of someone else, forced to do things that in my better mind would not have done or not have resorted to. For many of my friends and fellow survivors, these were not decisions that we had much control over. And they exploited all of the vulnerabilities that I had that made me susceptible to something like trafficking.
How old were you?
It began when I was about 16 years old.
Well, and so now you're helping other women remove the thing that reminds them of that terrible time. Dr. Karush, you know, people might say, oh, it's a tattoo. No, I mean, it sounds like it's so much more than that. You give an example of a fellow who was in a gang, and then as an adult, because of his tattoos, people in an opposing gang nearly beat him to death?
Yes, that was another one of my patients who, when he was about 13, had to choose allegiance to a gang in order to feel safe and as a form of protection when he was growing up on the streets. And then later on, he got an education, had a family, was a contributing member of the community. And he was walking, you know, outside, and members of an opposing gang recognized his tattoo, ran him over with a car, beat him, and left him for dead. And so when he came to our clinic, he said, you know, doc, you have to help me. I'm never going to be safe with this tattoo on me. And it was a really large, visible tattoo on his arm in that case.
Yeah. So there's safety. There's to get rid of the trigger. Rachel, why else might someone want to do this, get rid of these tattoos?
Yeah. I mean, I think at one point in time, it signifies that you are owned by someone, that you are not your own individual, that you do not make your own choices, down to you don't decide what your name is, you don't decide what you wear, you don't decide what acts you do in exchange for money. You don't get to decide anything about your life. And so that is a constant reminder that at one point you were owned by someone. Human beings should not be bought and sold, right? And so removing it is more than just removing a tattoo. And if you know anything about tattoo removal, you might know that it's extremely expensive. And here in our state, victims and survivors of trafficking are not at liberty to have that reimbursed by our state compensation fund unless it is removed by a dermatologist. And that's a barrier that I found in my work and was lucky enough to meet providers like Dr. Karosh, who will do this of their own free will and with their own money and their own services, and don't charge survivors the extraordinary amounts of money it costs at tattoo parlors to have these removed or covered up.
Dr. Karosh, in the few minutes we have, we are based here in Massachusetts. And as Rachel just said, yes, there's your service. If people are hearing this across the country, and they know someone they love, or they are that person, how do they go about getting a tattoo removed?
Yes. Well, Rachel and I have been fortunate enough to work together here in Massachusetts, but I'm happy to report that we've now taken it to the national level. I chair a national task force on human trafficking for the American Academy of Dermatology, and we are working with other medical organizations who specialize in work with lasers, such as tattoo removal. And working with my colleagues there, they are mobilizing, you know, dermatologists, for example, like me throughout the country, who are willing to do voluntary tattoo removal like this for free. And if anyone is interested in helping, you know, a person that they know who may need some advocacy, they can check the website of the American Academy of Dermatology, where we have a toolkit for medical providers that begins to educate us about the signs of human trafficking. And in my case, as a dermatologist, specifically the signs on the skin, such as tattoos, that might prompt a medical provider to know that the person that they're taking care of may be experiencing human trafficking. And this is important because we've spoken with experts who did a study that indicated that over 80% of people experiencing human trafficking pass through the healthcare system at some point and usually go unrecognized. So really the first step is educating medical providers on how to recognize the signs. And the second step is how to train the medical community on how to help these people and advocate for them in an effective manner.
Well, Rachel, but there's also danger too. So just quickly, if it's not a medical person who will have access to these tools, if it's a parent, a neighbor, what do you do if you think a tattoo might represent something?
I mean, my style is always to just get genuinely curious about the human sitting in front of me. So I ask questions. Because I have tattoos, it's an easy way to build rapport with people. And I know that every tattoo tells a story, so I ask about them. And when my patients or my friends or folks I don't know shy away from that response, I know that there's something, there's a story about that tattoo that they're not comfortable sharing. And so I don't push, but I'll say to them, you know, I have some friends and their work is to remove those from people if they don't want them on their body for whatever reason. Mm. And if you'd ever like that information, I'm happy to share that with you.
Yeah. That's Rachel Nemec, a nurse practitioner and advocate for those who, like her, are survivors of sex trafficking. And in this case, to help them remove the signs of that, which Rachel, we understand, can sometimes be Valentines and hearts. How awful.
Yeah.
That off. And Dr. Shadi Karosh, Director of Community Health at Mass General Hospital's Department of Dermatology and founder of the Radiance Clinic, where dermatologists do free tattoo removal service for gang members and survivors of sex trafficking. I want to thank you both.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.